If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, verse 1, the Bible says, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him, leave the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, and together to battle, the number of whom is the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them." And now I like this right here. Now listen, verse 10. "And the devil was that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." I want to preach, if I can, for just a little while tonight on this thought, Satan's last days. Satan, I don't know about you, but I just like the sound of that, don't you? Satan's last days. The old deceiver, amen, Slewfoot, amen, the deceiver of men, the accuser of the brethren, praise God, his days are numbered, praise the Lord. But as we look at this tonight and we see the we talked about Sunday and even a little bit last Wednesday on the second coming of the Lord, that the Lord's a coming back, amen, just like he said he would. Now a lot of people believe that this thing's going to play out and the Lord's coming and there's going to be a general resurrection, a general judgment and all this stuff. But I want to say there's some things that's happened in sequence in the Word of God, and God lays it out pretty plain. I'm glad that we can take God literally as what His Word says. A lot of people say, well, you know, the Old Testament, we see it and we know that it was fulfilled. And by the way, it was fulfilled literally, amen. But we want to take the New Testament and we want to fulfill it spiritually. But I want to say God is going to fulfill His precious Word just as literally, praise God, in the New Testament as He did in the Old Testament. Amen. And as I look at this, the book of Revelation, that's the revealing of the Lord Jesus Christ, the manifestation of Him. And He tells John, it's the Lord Jesus in the past, the Lord Jesus in the present, and the Lord Jesus in the future, amen? I like that, because that tells me that we have a future with Him, amen? That we ain't going to go along somewhere, get in the middle of the road, and He's going to leave us and desert us. But He said He'd stay with us all the way. So we see this thing playing out, and as we see this that we read in your hearing tonight, we see that the devil's day is numbered. His days are numbered in this whole world. Amen. He is the prince and power of this present world. Now, a lot of people said, well, this talk here about a great angel and coming down from heaven, amen. I'm talking about a mighty angel, glory be to God, with a chain in his hand, and he binds the devil, amen, for 1,000 years. Hey, that's not happened yet. Some of these people believe, the amillennialists, the postmillennialists, believe that Satan's bound. I don't know about you, but the devil still gives me a fit. If he's bound up now, I pray. But I want to tell you, he's not bound now. The devil's still free. He's not omnipotent. He's not omnipresent, praise God, like the Lord. He's all over the place all the time. He said he went told God when he was dealing with Job. He said, "Where you been?" He said, "Going to and fro in the earth." Amen. The accuser of the brethren. Yes, bringing up riling accusations against the saints of God. So you realize they mess up. He tells, he'll run tell on you every time you mess up. Yeah. Amen. But we got to go. But the Bible says that we have an advocate with the Father, which is Christ Jesus the righteous. Amen. And Jesus is sitting there when he brings around an accusation, and praise God, you fall on your face and say, Lord, forgive me, an old sinner, I messed up again. Amen. And Jesus takes that blood that, praise God, has been applied, and he covers that up. And when the Father looks down, he said, Satan, I don't see nothing but the blood. Amen. Amen. Covers it up. Praise the Lord. So we see the Lord here, and we see what takes place, what transpires. In Revelation chapter 4, in the beginning, John sees heaven open up, and he's in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and he goes up out of here. That's type of the rapture of the church going out of here to be with the Lord. Yeah. Amen? So when we have this playing out here, when the devil's bound, praise God, the church has already been gone. Amen? The church has been gone for a while, because from Revelation chapter 4 in verse 5 on through there, or verse 6, praise God, the church is just, it's gone. Amen? It's the only time it's mentioned is when the elders, praise God, is in the presence of the Lord, praising the Lord. Amen? Those 12 elders, 24 elders representing the church and the Old Testament saints. Amen? And only time you hear it from Revelation chapter 4 and verse 6 through chapter 19, the only time the church is referenced is when you see those saints of God. It's already in glory. Amen. And there's a terrible time, praise God, it comes to this world, a terrible time of tribulation. But what I want to look at tonight is the second coming of the Lord. Amen. In chapter 19 and verse 11, he said, I saw heaven opened and behold, the white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Amen. So this is the King of glory, praise God. He says, eyes were a flame of fire, and his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name was called the Word of God. And the armies, now listen to this, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, clean, or white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Don't you like that? Amen. You know who he is today? He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. He's already attained to his glory. He's already sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's already, praise God, received that was due him. Praise be to God. He's done paid the price for the sin of the whole world. Amen. That through him, praise God, we might be saved. Bless his holy name. And the Bible goes on and talks about when the Lord comes, the second coming, when he comes visibly here. Now, I don't know how you can get this to be spiritual. Amen. This is spiritual, but praise God, it's literal. Amen. It's going to take place. Praise God. Jesus is coming back just like he said he would. Amen. I can't stress that enough. That Jesus is coming back. Amen. Did you get that tonight? Jesus is coming back. Amen. You look around us tonight as I look at this today, and I was thinking on this and meditating upon this. I got to thinking about that little nation of Israel and the promises that God has made to her. Amen. God said he'd draw her back together and make her a nation. He did that in 1948. He began that work, praise God, of drawing Israel back. But he did. Hey, he promised Israel. He made Israel some promises. He said, I'm going to gather you all together in your land. Amen. And he said, I'm going to give you your land. You know, Israel has never had control of their land, which includes part of Iran, part of Iraq, part of Egypt, all the Jordan up through there. Amen. That all belongs to God. Now, our nation, our leaders are saying, well, they need to allow them to form a Palestinian state. No, they don't. None of that belongs to them. Amen. You know, preacher, we got to be humane about it. Hey, there ain't nothing humane about what they're doing to that little nation of Israel. God's chosen people. God said, this is my people. This is their place. And that's all there is to it. Amen. and we need to stand behind them. We need to back Israel, praise God, all the way to the end of the way. No place for compromise when it comes to the little nation of Israel. Amen. They don't play. You hurt one of theirs, they'll hurt one of yours. Amen? Amen. That's just the way it is. But the Bible goes on in verse 17 of chapter 19. It said, I saw an angel standing with the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying that to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Ain't you God? God ain't a respecter of persons. Amen. If you love me, don't care if you're a pauper in the street or if you're a rich man in a palace, praise God. If you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, He'll take you in. Amen. But if you're a wicked person, it don't matter if you're that pauper or you're that kid, a man in a castle, praise God, He will deal with you as a just and a mighty God. Amen. He said, I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Now you've just got the picture of this. They gather over there, the Bible said, in the valley of Megiddo, and they get prepared for war. He said from Jehoshaphat, the valley of Jehoshaphat, it starts over. Now that if you begin to piece these things together, you see those armies, they gather up, encircled Israel. Amen. They surround them. But as the things begin to happen, they begin to see the Lord, praise God. And they begin to realize that this thing is real. They begin to realize, praise God, that there is a God of glory. And there is a precious King of kings and the Lord of lords. And they begin to drop back through that valley of Jehoshaphat from right there at the Mount of Olives, praise God. Somebody says, fall back! Fall back! Fall back! Praise God. They begin to fall back. The glory be to God. It ain't going to help them because the God of glory, He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's everything. He's all in all. Amen. Glory be to God. They begin to fall back. They begin to regroup. Praise God. But God, in glory, God, and God in His army of hosts. Who's that? Those who's been bought by the blood. Praise God. Those that's water, blood washed. Those that's got those robes of righteousness. Praise God. We'll keep marching on. Amen. We, amen, we're the host of heaven. Amen. We'll march with Him. As they start crying, fall back, fall back. And they begin to move from the Kidron Valley, from the Mount of Olives. They've been pulled back, the Valley of Jehoshaphat. They begin to pull back, and they begin to pull back. But God Almighty, glory be to God, He just keeps pressing on. Amen. I want to say, praise God. Hey, don't you give up on God, because He won't give up on you. Amen. He'll keep pressing on, praise God. And He'll keep pressing on, praise God. He will fulfill His promise to the nation of Israel and to me and you. Amen. As they get back, keep pushing back in that valley. They get over there and they get to, in that vast valley, and they get out there. They're 220 by 220 square miles. Amen. Can you imagine the immensity of an army? I mean, it's compacted together. It covers up all that space. God's done gathered them together there. The Lord with the word of His mouth is driving them back. He's pushing them back. And they finally get Brother Bill to where they can't go no more. They've went as far as they can. And the old devil, that stinking rascal, the liar and deceiver, he's a rallying the troops. He said, come on, fight! Stay in there! Don't quit! And he gets them mustered up. He gets their courage up. See, just like he does that today. He'll get our youngins and he'll say, hey, you can do that. You don't have to worry about what the preacher says. You don't have to worry about what mama says. Come on, you can do it. And he'll take you right down that road, right into the pits of hell, if we'll let him. Amen. But he's telling them, he said, hey, just be of good courage. He said, we can win this thing. So they get ready one more time and they stand against the Lord Almighty. Amen. And with the word of His mouth, He begins to cut them down. Amen. He begins to say, thou shalt not kill. thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not... And praise God, as he does that, he just slays them. Amen. Just with the voice, glory be to God. He begins to just cut them down with that two-edged sword. Cuts coming and a going. Dividing asunder soul and spirit, praise God. He mows them down. And the whole time the devil's there saying, come on, we can do this. But the Lord cuts them down. He cuts them down. Chops them down. He said, I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gather together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Amen. They come up and they said, okay, this is our... devil says, all right, we'll make a final stand right here. He said, be brave. He said, and the beast was taken and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before them, which with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. Can you see it as God's a marching to God, the Lord Jesus? Praise God, mighty in battle. Glory to God as he marches on and he marches on and he reaches out in them. They're there and they step up her chest out and so said, God, don't you recognize who we are? And he reaches down in the midst of that wicked mess and he snatches them, the beast and the false prophet, out of there. He said, yeah, I know who you are. He said, I know exactly who you are. And he turns them and he casts them into the lake of fire. Amen. Hey, glory. That cuts down the resistance. But he doesn't stop there. He said, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. God calls a feast for the fowls. Amen. I've told you before, for several years, the scientists have been trying to figure out the vultures and the carrion over there in the Middle East. They used to have one, sometimes two eggs at the most. That's all they would have. And they would raise, they'd do good if they could hatch out and get to live one little old chick. But they said for some reason now that these vultures and these carrion, these flesh eaters are laying their eggs, they're laying three and four, and they're all surviving. Huh. Imagine that. What about that? How could that be? Could it be God's getting ready to do something? God's going to need a glory to God, a clean-up patrol. And one of these days, he's going to summon those that he's created. And he said, hey, there's a mess out there. Praise God, not fit for man to clean up. Glory to God, you clean it up. Amen. He said, I'm not going to send my people out there touching and be defiled. Amen. I'll send the birds. I'll get special carrion, praise God, that's programmed to do that. Amen. He said, well, preacher, this is all just spiritual. It ain't going to be real. You tell it to them, praise God, when they see the King of Kings coming in glory. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine him marching out? Coming to the... All of a sudden, praise God, the skies are just... The stars cease to shine and the moon quits. The sun is darkened. And all of a sudden, the skies just open up, praise God, and there's a portal of glory, and all of a sudden, there's a stream of light, glory to God, and when they look up, glory to God, there's the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sitting on a mighty steed, ready to make war. Amen. You said, preacher, Christ was somebody that loved everybody. He cared, he had compassion. Yeah, but he also hated sin, and he still does. Amen. I tell you, we're living in a time and a day when we think we can play with God. We can dilly dally around out here in the world and drink our liquor and smoke our dope and do all kind of vile things and have all this sexual perversion that's coming up in this world, and that it's okay and you can still be a child of God. I want to say hogwash. Amen. We're living in a time now that they got LGBT, whatever, gays and lesbians, the sodomites, are trying to infiltrate and they're trying to get our children. Did you know that these places, in California right now, they got laws in the books that if you go in, they can teach your kid that it's okay to have homosexual tendencies. But if you go and tell them, if you try to counsel that same kid, Brother Rex, and tell them, you know, God said that's a sin, they'll put you in prison.
Yeah.
Right now. It's on the books. It's in their schools. And it's marching eastward. Praise. We need the help of the Lord like never before. We're living in a wicked time. We're living in the last days. We need to open our eyes. We need to be vigilant because He's the good God of glory. Praise God. He's getting ready to march with the rod of wrath. Praise God upon this land that we live in. But praise God, we can be prepared. We can be ready. We can be those that are looking up. Amen. Praise be to God. He's just setting this thing up. Amen. Now I want you to notice all this stuff takes place. All this takes place before the millennial starts. Before that 1,000 years. Amen. The Bible speaks of those now. That premillennial, we're premillennial. That means before. We believe that the 1,000 years, praise God, is before. Amen. Premillennial, amen. Premillennial, that the church is going out of here, amen, before the tribulation period. And after a period of 7 years, praise God, then Jesus is coming back. Amen. He's coming back with the hosts of heaven, army from heaven. Praise be to God. Amen. Hey, you know what? Why the army's going to be there? To be witnesses. Because He sure don't need our help. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we're going to be witnesses. We'd be able to tell it all over the land, praise God, when it's all been said and done. And we see them slain for their wickedness. And then the Bible says this mighty angel, Revelation chapter 20, said this mighty angel, I saw an angel come down from heaven, having a key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Amen. Can you see that? Glory to God. Can you vision that? Boy, I get the vision that. I think glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. That mighty angel. The Lord says, hey, glory to God. It's time.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And said that a mighty angel comes down. He's got that key to the bottomless pit and a chain in his hand. And he unlocks that bottomless pit and he throws the door wide. Amen. And he goes over there and he grabs a hold. Hey, glory. He grabs a hold of the devil and Satan, that deceiver, praise God. And he begins to bind him up and wrap him up and chain him up, praise God, with that mighty chain of God Almighty. Amen. He won't break it. Amen. Can't break that chain. That's an unbreakable chain that God binds him up in. See, he laid hold on the dragon and the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. 1,000 years. Now listen to this next verse. I like this. I got the hold of this the other night. Said, and cast him into the bottomless pit. Amen. Now notice what he does here. He takes him, and he don't just cast him in bond. He chains him up. He binds him. You know what? Because that's what the devil's been doing, trying to do for us for all these years. The devil's been trying to bind us up, Brother David, for all these years. He's been trying to chain us up and bind us up and control us and keep us, praise God, as vessels unto himself. But praise God, one day, glory to God, that mighty angel's going to lay hold on the devil and Satan, praise God, and chain him up just like he's chained us up. Except he ain't going to be able to get away. Amen. Praise God. He's going to bind him up and anybody says, and shut him up. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He's going to bind him up. Praise God. He's going to put him in that pit. Hey, glory be God. And he's going to shut him up once and for all. Amen. Not only is he not going to get out, but praise God, he ain't going to be able to speak out. Amen. He ain't going to be there to tell you to do things that God knows that you know ain't right. Amen. Once and for all, praise God, the devil's going to be shut up, going to be locked up. He's going to be quiet, be put out of hearing. Amen. Going to be taken out of the way. Glory be to God. Oh, happy day. Praise the Lord. He set him up. He cast him into that bottomless pit. Amen. That means that as he's going, he's not worried about talk. He's not worried about me and you. He's worried about where he's going to end up because he just keeps falling and falling and falling and falling. Just like he's trying to get us to fall and make us fall and make us keep falling and keep falling and keep falling. But praise God, he's going to keep falling, praise God. And he's shut up. He's not going to think about nothing but himself.
Amen.
As he just keeps falling and falling and falling. Amen. Could you imagine being bound up in chains where you can't even flop your arms? cast in that bottomless pit and you just keep falling for 1,000 years. Never know whether you're going to hit on the jagged rocks or what you're going to land on. But you're going to imagine. Can you know how fearful it is when you start to fall? Have you ever been asleep and woke up in the middle of the night and caught yourself jerked wide awake because you felt like you was falling? You know, they say that that's so traumatic to the human brain that if we was to ever fall and we didn't wake up before we hit, that it would literally kill us. Scientists have said that it would literally take your life if you ever hit the bottom. And that, could you imagine this old Satan, that deceiver of men, as he just falling, and praise God, with no reprieve. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just keeps falling and falling and falling. And said, and not only has he cast him in the bottomless pit and shut him up once and for all, said he set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more. Amen. God Almighty put His seal on there. Praise God, you don't go past God's seal. Amen. God seals it. Hey, you say, well, preacher, what? Somebody might break that seal. I want to tell you, when God sealed it up, praise God, there's only one that could open that seal. We've done seen it in the beginning. Praise God, there was books that was sealed up, and there was no man could open them. But there was one, praise God, that was slain from the foundation of the world. Praise God, it was put in His hand. He took it out of the Father's hand, and He opened the seal. Amen. The only one that will open that seal on the devil is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. There's going to be a heyday one day for the children of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The devil's last days, a Satan deceiver. And he said he's going to deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Amen. But before he's loosed, it's a literal 1,000 years, amen. But before he's loosed, the Bible talks about this first resurrection and the kingdom age. He said, I saw thrones and they sat upon them and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls. Now here we see Satan bound. And we see Satan's chains as he's chained up here. Cast into this bottom of the pit, shut up and sealed up, praise God, for 1,000 years. But we also see in verse 4 here the saints as they reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. See, not only is Satan going to be taken out of the way, but the saints are going to be able to reign with God. And said, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Amen? How long's 1,000 years? It's 1,000 years. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's 1,000 years. You say that you believe that's literal 1,000 years? A literal 1,000 years. Why not? Amen. God said it. I believe it. Amen. You can't spiritually. You say, well, preacher, Bible says over here, God with a one day is as 1,000 years, 1,000 years one day. That's just saying that God don't have an essence of time. Amen. Hey, He's God Almighty. He always has been, always will be. Hey, one day or 1,000 years, it don't make no difference to Him. Amen. It does to me and you, but it don't Him. Amen. He is and always has been. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, He can deal with one day just like good as, glory to God, just as good as He can 1,000 years. Amen. We worry about our little old measly lives, praise God. We go through here, promise 70, praise God, 70 years, and praise God, and we worry and fret over that, but God said, I hold eternity in my hand. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Like a vapor, and it's gone, it's life, it ain't much. I told Christian Aaron this morning, I said, little page in there, boy, how precious, laying there in that little bassinet thing. I said, boy, you need to cherish, you people that's got young, you need to cherish every minute. 18 years, it seems like a long time. You think that's how long you're going to have to take care of this little bitty baby. But praise God, it's just a vapor and it's gone. Amen. We need to cherish every moment we have, and we need to cherish it, praise God, and we need to do all we can for the glory of God while we have an opportunity. Because our little old fleeting life, it's nothing compared to eternity. See, we're going to be with the Lord throughout. Glory to God, you think about that. We're going to be with the Lord throughout all eternity, world without end. An endless day, praise God, with the Lord. Amen. And we can't give Him just a few years of our life, a little speck of time. God help us. When He's offering us eternity, praise God. I don't know about you. I feel very negligent on my part. My time. See, it's not about just giving you money. It's about the tenth of your time. Oh, me. Amen? We need to be giving God not only our money, but our time. Because ain't none of it belong to us. It all belongs to Him. Amen? But He said they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such, I like this right here, on such the second death hath no power. Amen. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ. Now listen to this. And shall reign with Him 1,000 years. I'm talking about in a utopia that this world has never known. I'm talking about in a place of peace and prosperity. Amen. When the Lord Christ Himself will rule this nation, praise God, this world with a rod of iron. Amen. Praise God. They won't be nothing out of place here. Praise God. It'll be like it was supposed to be from the beginning. It'll be like that paradise of God. Amen. Can you imagine? Can you imagine getting to see how Adam and Eve lived? Amen. That if a man dies at 100 years old, it'll be premature. Amen. That's what he says. If he dies at 100 years old, it'll be premature. Amen. What a blessing. What a hope. And he said, we'll get to reign with Him, priest of God and of Christ, and shall reign with Him 1,000 years. Amen. Can you imagine serving the Lord under His command as Him your supreme commander? Glory be to God. Amen. And hey, everything He tells you will be perfect. Everything He asks you to do, praise God, will be perfect. You won't have to question His, you won't be able to question His authority. You won't ask yourself, well, I wonder why I'm having to do this. Amen. No, but praise God, we can just be able to step up and say, yes, sir. Supreme commander. Praise God. Yes, sir. Glory be to God. We said, we get to do that. He said, well, what if we don't want to? You'll want to. I guarantee you, praise God, when you get to the portals of glory, amen, you'll want to. You'll be so sad because of the little bit you've done for Him here. You'll do everything you can to try to make it up. Of course, all that will be history, and all that bad stuff we won't even remember. Praise God. But He said, we'll be able to reign with Him in that perfect place, perfect peace. That place when Isaiah said that the lamb will lay with the lion. Amen. Can you imagine that? When a little child will play on a crocodile's den, a den of adders, that's snakes, poisonous. Said we'll be able to play. They'll be able to play with them. They won't harm them. Can't do that now. But praise God, He said you can then. There'll be no harm in that wonderful, magnificent place. But He said, and when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Now listen to this. He's going to be loosed out. Satan's going to be released. So the seal's going to be broken. Amen. The door's going to be opened up. The God of glory is going to reach down in that bottomless pit, and He's going to catch the old devil as he's still a fallen after 1,000 years. He'll bring him out, and he'll take them chains off of him, and he'll turn him loose for a little season. Amen. And the old devil, he'll be so sorry that he disobeyed God, and he'll be so sorry. No. He said the wicked will be wicked still. Even in hell today, the wicked will still be cursing God. It's just the way it is. But he said that devil will be loose. He'll go out into the nations and he'll deceive the nations. See, during that time, there's going to be, during that millennium, that 1,000 years, there's going to be thousands upon thousands born. And they're going to obey God because He is God. But when the devil comes and he begins to say, well, you know, just like he did Adam and Eve, did God really say that? Did He really mean, you know, that you can't do that? Did He really say you can't partake of that? Just cast that, he began to cast that doubt. And people begin to rebel. Say, well, you know what? We can do our own thing. We can be our own people. And they'll rise up. And all over the world, nations will begin to rise up. And people will begin to rise up. He said, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. I mean, thousands upon thousands of people be deceived by the devil. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Amen. Satan's defeat. He gets a mighty army one more time. Rallies his troops. And they come against God Almighty. Amen. You'd think they'd learn, wouldn't you? You'd think through history that the word would have got down and said, don't do it. It's stupid. It's ludicrous. You won't win. You say, how could people be so naive? I don't know. How could we? How could we? We've got children. We've got grandchildren. We got mamas and daddies all over this country that's deceived. And they're following the devil. Amen. They're denying and rejecting God. They're pushing God back in the back part of their mind and said, I don't want Him. That's the same way they'll do then. Because the devil will deceive them and blind their eyes to the magnificence of a holy God. Amen. But notice what takes place. He said, fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. God done the cleanup that time. He purified it Himself. You know, fire is a great purifier. Amen. Fire is a purifier. But I like this last part, verse 10. I'm done. I'm going to try to hurry. He said, and the devil that deceived them. This is Satan's defeat once and for all. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Now I like his part. Where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Amen. The Lord takes the devil out of this mist. He snatches him up one more time. Amen. He's not a mighty angel, does it? But God Almighty does it. He reaches and he gets a hold of the devil and shakes him up and shakes him good. And he said, son, you're finished. You are finished. No more. And he cast, and he said, and it says where the beast and the false prophet are, for 1,000 years they've been in this lake of fire. They've been tormented in this lake of fire. They'll continue to be tormented in this lake of fire. And he takes the old devil and he casts him in that lake of fire. The defeat of the devil, amen. He takes him once and for all. Amen. He shakes him, and I just see him, and he pitches him in that lake like a fire. He says, devil, you're finished. Amen. You're finished. And once and for all, the devil's finished. Amen. And then the Bible goes on to tell us about this great white throne judgment that we have. And he says, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was no place found for them. Amen. We see this throne set up. But I want you to notice over in Revelation chapter 4, there was a throne. John said, I seen a throne and a rainbow around the throne. You know what that rainbow represents? Mercy. Mercy. But here at the great white throne, there's a throne there, praise God, but there's no rainbow. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying there's no mercy here. God Almighty is a righteous judge. Lord Jesus Christ, He's going to say, look, He said, He's going to open the books in another book, and He said, is your name in there? Is your name in the book? Did you live perfect life? How many people can live a perfect life? Not a one of us. Not a one of us. The only one that did was Jesus. And He said they're going to be. He said He said He's going to take them and they're going to be cast in the lake of fire. He said death and hell. This is what I like. Good, the best part. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. You know what takes place after that? No more death. Amen. When this is all said and done, after that 1,000 years, after the devil's done his thing, went out and deceived the nation, he said, after that, praise God, he said, it's all cast, and he said, lake of fire, and there is no more hell, and there's no more death. Amen. What's the thing that we dread the most? Is death. Amen. Death is the thing that we dread the most, because we don't know about it. We don't understand it. But I tell you what death is. For a child of God, it's graduation day. It's a day that we go out of here to the presence of the Lord. Be absent from body, be present with the Lord. The Bible said, Ecclesiastes 12:7, said the spirit goes, the body goes back to dust which it came, and the spirit goes back to God to give it. praise the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you what a glorious day it's going to be. Satan's last days. He's living in them. That's why he's giving us such a fit right now. Because he knows his days are numbered. And he wants to reach and get a hold of us and drag as many of us off into the pit with him as he can. But praise God, you know what? If we just stand fast in the Lord Jesus Christ with our faith in him. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said he'd deliver us safe to the house. He said, through he that has overcome. Who overcame? The Lord Jesus Christ. It's not Jeff Massey. Amen. I could be defeated, but my Savior can't be defeated. Amen. That's who I'm putting my faith in. That's who. I'm not putting my faith in me. I'm not putting my faith in another man. I'm not even putting, as much as I love this church, I'm not even putting my faith in the church. I'm putting my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The one that's going to deliver me safe one day unto himself. And he's going to destroy my enemy once and for all. Ain't you glad for that tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. Next time the devil raises up and gives you a fit, just smile at him and say, "Devil, I know your life. I've heard the end result of you, buddy. Your days are numbered, and one of these days you're finished. So you might as well just get out of my face. I'm going with Jesus." Amen. And just say, like Miss Geraldine said, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." Hey, he can't do nothing with Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.